This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Thursday the 25th of June 2020. This is the 90th episode of Stuck at Home. Oh my goodness. My name is Bex and I'm joined by my fun kids friend and real life normal friend, Connor. Hi, Connor.
I'm happy you said that, Bex. I'm happy to be part of the 90th episode as well. That is a lot of Stuck at Home.
It's quite the milestone, Con. So, why do my feet smell so bad? That is the name of a song we're playing at the end of the podcast. It's not just me asking you a very difficult question. Plus, Kieran's telling us all about some turtles that are being monitored by drones in my week junior chat. And Connor and I will give you a few things to do at home. So we are stuck at home, just like you might be, recording this podcast from our bedrooms, living rooms, cupboards and kitchens. Bear with us if it sounds a little bit odd now and again. Now, Connor, tell me, what have you been up to that our listeners can actually try at home?
So this time, I feel, because the rules have changed a little bit whilst we're stuck at home and we are able to venture out a little bit more, of course, safely, I think that we should go outside, Bex, maybe do some sport. Let's have a little look at what's going on outside of our homes today.
Okay, what kind of sport are you talking here, Con?
Well, locally to me, we've had a few things open. So tennis courts have opened locally. A golf range has also opened, all of which is done completely in a safe manner, all at 2 metres. And as long as you go with a member from your household, so you're not meeting up with any friends, you are able to attend. So I played tennis the other day and it was absolutely brilliant, Bex. Just to get outside, some fresh air, doing a nice sport that we haven't done for so long. I just loved it. So I wanted to tell everybody about it today in case they didn't know that this was open.
Are you good at tennis, Connor?
I'm terrible at tennis, Bex.
Oh.
I'm so bad at tennis, but I just love playing it. I love Wimbledon. I love tennis as a sport. It's one of my favourites to watch. I'm really bad at playing it. It's actually a lot harder than you think it is when you start playing. But it's really, really good to play, like, for sport-wise, make yourself feel good, get that heart pumping. And, you know, it requires a lot of energy. So afterwards, you feel tired, which is the first time I've felt tired in a long while because I haven't really done much.
Yeah, I've got to say, I've not done much big activity like that. I'm not a very good tennis player, though. I don't think I've played for a long, long time. What are your top tips?
Top tips for tennis, I say you need to get your serve good. As if you can serve, then you're halfway there, really, because the serve is the main thing. If you want to start scoring points, you need to make sure you've got a solid serve. You can practice that in your garden. You can practice that against the wall at home, wherever you are. And then when you get to the courts, you want to make sure that that is a very, very good way to start a game, getting that serve nice and strong. And just learning how to return the ball, Bex. It sounds so easy, but when that ball comes flying over that net, it's quite difficult to get it back to the opposition.
Oh, I can absolutely imagine that, yeah. I'm not great at tennis. I'm good at table tennis, but that's not something you can play outside. I've seen a few people playing bowls or bowls as well, like families going outside and playing that. Have you played that before, Con?
I have played that. I really enjoy that game. I think it's a good one to play with the family because you can get with your grands and your granddads involved as well. It's not like tennis where they're running around a court at 80 years old. That might not be too good for them. But yeah, tennis is a great sport to play. For anyone that hasn't already played it, you can buy tennis rackets online, super cheap. You can go to courts and get a court for an hour for like £3, £3.50, £4. It's just a really cheap and fun thing to do with your dad, your mum, your brother, your sister, whoever it might be. And it's just nice that the courts are open now, Bex, and we can go and sort of do those things. You know, I understand that we've got a long way to go and we do need to remain safe, but it's fun to just have that little bit of normality back, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah, to go outside and to be active and to just, especially now the weather's a bit nicer on the whole.
Exactly. I went in the evening as well when I played, so it was kind of nice. It was a little bit cooler and it's just a nice way to finish the day. Just don't eat before you go. That was a little bit of a bad idea.
A lovely stuff. Well, thank you very much, Connor.
Thank you, Bex. What have you been up to?
Well, I've been trying to figure out how to make pictures look a little bit more impressive. Do you have loads of like, because you're quite a good person with taking pictures, aren't you, Connor? You've got your camera, you develop your pictures.
Yeah, I love an old camera, an old 35mm, the ones that take those, you know, the photos you see and you go, oh my God, that looks so cool. It's so old. That's what I like to take.
Yeah, so then that means you actually get them printed out. You don't just put them online. You maybe get them kind of developed. And then you've got all these pictures and you think, well, what do I do with them now? So I've been trying to figure out ways to make them look a bit more impressive, especially for gifts. And I was thinking of kind of customizing my own photo frames. Now, I know lots of people have little mini photo frames, maybe like wooden edges and stuff. Well, just paint them. Maybe get some paint out, you know, write your name on it. Maybe get some felt tip pens out. Or if you want to go all out, there are lots of things you can do to customize photo frames. You could maybe stick on some Scrabble letters to spell out your name or the person's name that you're giving the photo to. You could maybe stick on some Lego Action Men, get some stickers on there, cut out pictures of their favorite food from magazines, stick it on. When I was younger, I made a photo frame by getting a picture and then putting it in the middle of a piece of A4 paper, cutting the frame around it so it was like a few centimeters outside the picture was a picture frame, cut around it, and then stuck down loads and loads of fun things that I found in magazines and in newspapers, and it just looks really cool. It's a different way of customizing your actual pictures.
I like this. This is a really nice little idea. You can really make a picture more personal, can't you? You can, you know, maybe put the person's name that you're in the picture with above it. You can just sort of really go to town with it. But all I will say, Bex, I feel like this is very important that we make this aware. If you are a kid and you are listening right now, don't just grab a picture frame off of the wall and start designing that. Ask your parent first, because that's the last thing we need, isn't it, Bex? Can you imagine it?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, Connie. Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that. I just assumed our Fun Kids listeners would ask first. But I remember doing this quite a lot when I was little. So I would, I remember getting a picture of me and my dad, and then I cut out a frame from a piece of paper that would be big enough to pop over the top of it, and then stuck loads of things that my dad loved on the frame and gave it to him, and he absolutely loved it because it was a personal picture of me and him, and it was a personalized version of it because I was giving it to him in a photo frame that was dedicated to all the stuff he likes.
I love that. It's a nice thing to do as well. If you need to send a gift to a friend, linking in with what we spoke about yesterday with the watercolor cards, you could always just send a nice picture of you and a friend in a designed photo frame to just let them know that you're still thinking of them, Bex.
Yeah, and if you've got any scrapbook stuff at home as well, because I definitely do, maybe like ribbons or, you know, you've got some glitter or something like that, you can stick that on as well. The world is your oyster when it comes to photo frames, and it just makes it a little bit more personal. So if you are stuck at home like us, give those things a go and tell us if you do. Send a message to funkidslive.com/stuck and you could appear in a future episode.
So we're listening to a brand new series called Chemistry Superheroes. Now, it's all about Karina and her superhero alter ego, Kay Mystery. Bex, I have to say, I wish I had a superhero alter ego. I feel like I need to think of one.
Yeah, I mean, it would be lovely, wouldn't it? But I've got to say, I don't know whether my alter ego would be very good at chemistry like Kay Mystery is.
Yeah, I am absolutely terrible at chemistry. It may need to have a different thing to be good at, my one. Maybe like cooking food.
Oh yeah, yours would be baking for sure.
Yeah, it would be. There we go. Yeah. So do listen closely to this episode, because at the end of Stuck at Home, we're giving you a quiz.
Chemistry. Elements in danger.
Hey guys, I think we're now understanding what elements are, the building blocks that make up everything around us. And as we've discovered, some of them are elements that are in danger.
Elements in danger? That sounds like a call for a chemistry superhero alter ego!
Not gonna lie, that's pretty cool.
And talking of superheroes, another element we need to check out has superpowers of its own. It's terrific, tremendous tantalum!
Which got its name because it's tantalizing?
Weirdly, you're right.
No offence, but it doesn't look that tantalising. Just a lump of silvery metal.
We're going to need to find some ancient Greeks.
Okay, that's normal.
Tantalus was kind of an evil villain in Greek mythology. He not only killed his son, but also stole ambrosia from Zeus, the king of the gods. He's said to have also stolen a golden dog. But some stories say he was just looking after it for a friend.
Yeah, right. So he's trying to drink the water, but it keeps slipping away.
That's his punishment from Zeus.
And those apples just above his head, they're just out of reach.
Tantalizingly close, you might say.
So what's that got to do with an element in my mobile phone?
Just like this dude can't drink the water, tantalum normally won't absorb or be affected by acids. It's amazingly strong. It can hold a huge amount of electricity too, which makes it one of the most valuable materials to make electrical capacitors. In the depths of your phone, the circuit board needs super efficient capacitors to hold the electricity that your phone needs to work. And they have to be really tough to last without corroding or rusting or decaying. Tantalum's perfect for the job.
But all that stuff about Greek gods, Tantalus was just a myth, right? I mean, someone who wasn't a god must have discovered it for real.
Don't let Zeus hear you say that. You do have a point, though. Tantalum was discovered in Sweden in 1802, although it would take over a century before we started to use it in machinery, and longer before using it in technology like phones.
And now it's an element in danger, right?
Legit super rare. Only one or two parts per million. Unlike some of the elements in danger we've met, tantalum is not only difficult to mine, there just isn't enough on the planet. Most tantalum is mined in Australia, and because it's so rare and so awesomely useful, it's really, really expensive.
So, what are we gonna do? What if it runs out?
There's plenty you can do. More gadgets mean more elements are needed. So, simply buying fewer phones and tablets, well, we can start preserving the resources that we have. Sharing and reusing technology you don't need anymore and recycling them when they're broken. Some of these rare elements can be recovered and used again.
So, you're saying if I help out, I'm kind of being a chemistry superhero too, just like you.
Well, no one is just like me, Karina, but you'll be the next best thing.
Thanks, K-Mystery.
K-Mystery, Elements in Danger, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more and get hands-on with chemistry at funkidslive.com/chemistry.
So do go on more adventures with Karina and Kay Mystery by searching for Chemistry for Kids wherever you're listening to this. So me and Bex do hope you are listening closely because we've got three questions about that episode coming right up after Bex chats to the Week Junior.
All right, so let's go over to the Week Junior's monthly Science and Nature magazine. And today we've got assistant editor Kieran. Hey, Kieran.
Hi, Bex. Today I'm bringing you, I think, another story about drones being used to help protect endangered animals. So I think we've spoken before about kakapos, the flightless parrots, and how they've benefited from drones. And this is another story. This time, though, it's about green turtles, which are an endangered species that live in Australia. And for several years, there have been conservation efforts to look after these green turtles. And one of the most important things for scientists to do that is to monitor how many there are in the wild. And so previously, they would use a sort of quite an old-fashioned technique. They would paint a white stripe down the turtle's shells, and then they would count the number of stripes that they could see. And they would use that to try and work out how many there were. But unfortunately, that doesn't always work, because it can be quite difficult to spot a strip of white paint sort of swimming through the sea. And so they've come up with a new way of monitoring these turtles, and that method has been to use a drone. And so they send out some drones, which can then be used to observe the turtles and count how many there are. And then that information helps to build into the conservation program. And there's been a really positive bit of news, because on the 10th of June, the drones were sent out, and they found that there was nearly twice as many green turtles living in the world's largest colony of green turtles. And this is very exciting, because it means that the animals are doing much better than had previously been thought. So there were 64,000 turtles on this one island, which is off the northern coast of Australia. And they're there waiting to lay their eggs. So there will hopefully be even more turtles in the years to come.
That's incredible. And also, what a great use of drones.
It's fantastic. I think this is something we're going to start hearing and seeing a lot more, is how drones are used to observe and to help with conservation efforts around the world, which is a very exciting use of technology.
It really is. It seems like they've really kind of evolved in their use. Well, Kieran, thank you so much for that, and hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. Bye.
Right, let's find out how much you learned from Karina and Kay Mystery, our chemistry superheroes. Bex, you ready for the quiz?
Absolutely. Go for it, Connor.
So what element did this episode focus on? Was it A, bantalum, B, tantalum, or C, tantalum?
What a weird question. Question two, in Greek mythology, what was Tantalus? Was it A, a superhero, B, an evil villain, or C, a snail?
And the final one, true or false, tantalum won't absorb acids. A, true, B, false.
All right then, that was quite a tricky one today. Let's go back and get the answers.
So the first one, what element did this episode focus on? The answer was C, tantalum.
It was just fun to say bantalum, cantalum and tantalum in one go, wasn't it, Connor?
I loved it. When I said bantalum, I did laugh to myself.
Question two, in Greek mythology, what was Tantalus? The answer is B, an evil villain. Mwahaha. Tantalum is apparently named after Tantalus and shares lots of similar properties with the story.
I would find it quite funny if the Greek mythology was a snail.
It would be a lot more of a boring story though, wouldn't it? Just a story about a snail.
I'm just adding this up as A being the answer to the first one. So we've got Bantalum that is actually a snail. I feel like that would be a really nice way for the quiz to go, Bex.
maybe, Connor.
So the final one, true or false, tantalum won't absorb acids. That is true.
Lovely stuff. Well, how did you do? If you got loads right, well done. Give yourself a pat on the back. If you didn't, don't worry. There's more questions tomorrow, so you can come back then. Remember, if you are stuck at home like us, give those things a go we mentioned earlier. Get outside, play some tennis, play some golf, play some balls. Go and have a bit of an adventure. Or create your very own custom-made photo frames. It's up to you. So that's it from today's podcast. Goodbye from Connor.
Goodbye, Bex.
And goodbye from me. Remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever it is you get this podcast from. And to play us out, we're hearing another tune from Sean and Robot's brand new podcast, Sean and Robot's Comedy Circuit. So you can find it wherever you're listening to Stuck at Home. Just search for it right now. This tune we're going to end with is called Why Do My Feet Smell So Bad? It's from episode 4 and you're going to love it. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Feet smell so bad. Did you inherit this from your mom or dad? Everyone is begging you, baby, please. Don't fill your shoes with cheese, girl.
Like a love weapon. They're your power, they're your prime. Put them up a nostril one at a time. Sweet breeze, honey please, whip me up into your cream cheese.
I know I should take a shower. It's so hard giving up my power. Wanna feel like I am the best. Feet in your face and I beat the rest. Hey baby, why do your feet smell so bad? You're trying to be cool with, like, some kind of fad. Yeah. I love you even if they don't feel the same. Yeah. Cause whatever they say, baby, yeah, never change. Once in a while, yeah. Change your, maybe change your hygiene routine. Yeah. Maybe get some medication for your athlete's foot and dry your feet properly. Just make sure that your shoes are aerated and take off the dry skin. This is important to have supple feet. Mm, yeah. Try and walk around bare feet some of the time, yeah.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.